Well, Mark, disappointment at the end in the result, but you were late here. How much did that affect you?
I'm not looking for excuses. We are where we are in the comp, where we are, how we're playing. It doesn't help. 4 hours on a bus before a game doesn't help. Last year we came early, we got to the hotel and had some meal and hung about, and I thought that was too long. The players weren't happy with that because it was too long. Today we got here on the last second, well, not even the last second, the kickoff had gone, hadn't it? Allegedly. So I'm not looking for excuses. Look, we're a team that's not playing well, and you know, when you're in a team sport, there's 17 players out there, and if you don't get a large percentage of them playing well against a team that's got loads of confidence, you're not going to win, and that's where we're at. You know, there's probably 4 or 5, 6 players maximum that can put their hand up and say that they're happy with their performance today.
So what positives would you take out of that performance?
We're on the bus on the way home now. What is the positives? You know, we're still blooding young Tyson into the back row. Ben Blackmore looks strong, you know, so... Kiel Carlisle, I thought, were outstanding. Neely and Wildo had a dig. So, you know, there were a few people that I thought played a massive 80 minutes, but there were a lot of people that didn't.
It's going to make it tough now for the middle eights for you. Have you given up on that or not?
Oh, you never give up, do you? Keep dreaming the dream. And you know, it's about the performance, and it's about week after week trying to improve. And when you're in the position you're in, you've got to be unified. You've got to pull in, and you've got to get a bit tighter and a bit more disciplined. And that's the thing we talk about. And that's right. Last week, you know, we've had a tough couple of weeks, and I'm trying to find the magic formula to get 17 players out there that really want it more than anything in the world. And, you know, we've made some changes. You know, I'm very much a man that wants trust and loyalty and respect, and I'll give it as long as they give it back as well. So there's a lot of soul searching been done. There's a lot more to be done. Did we take a backward step from last week? We took a sideward step. I'm not happy about sideward steps. I want to take forward steps. So back to the drawing boards. We'll work hard. We'll have a look at what we can do to improve it.
Well, you said about Blackpool Bash last year and this year. What do you think about the concept?
Great concept. Whether it's in the right place is for everybody to see, because everybody knows what the motorway is like getting into Blackpool, isn't it? And we won't be the first, and I guess we won't be the last to get held up on the motorways. But the concept of it is, I have no problems with it. Everybody playing and being in one central venue, just like the Millennium, the Magic, I think it's good. But whether the venue's right, who knows?
Well, let's hope you have a better journey, mate.
Hopefully.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.